If the department does miss those deadlines, those same experts agree it won't be for lack of trying. Dan Blair, the Deputy DoD Inspector General, who serves as the Pentagon's top overseer on audit matters, has plenty of critiques about the department's audit readiness to date, but he says it's clear the DoD is now extremely serious about meeting its responsibilities under the 1990 Chief Financial Officer Act.
I don't want people to think that it's all doom and gloom. The department works very, very hard at improving their financial management operations. And so, with a lot of hard work, I still think they're going to be able to get there.
Eventually. But he's doubtful about the department meeting its next legal deadline for an audit of its statement of budgetary resources. Tracy Porter, a partner at the CPA firm Grant Thornton, who's currently working with the Marine Corps on their SBR audit, wholeheartedly agrees. She thinks the 2014 deadline for DoD as a whole is probably unrealistic at this point, but the Pentagon is now taking auditability seriously. That has not always been true.
I've stepped back and said I really think DoD, when CFO Act was passed, thought that, you know, the sunset date would come and go and all of a sudden there would be no more CFO Act, so we're just going to kind of slow roll this and do what minimally we can to get by. But through time, I think they now do see the benefit of what this gets them.
According to financial management experts inside and outside of government, DoD now realizes that getting to audit readiness isn't just about checking a box on yet another congressional mandate. It turns out that all the behind-the-scenes legwork that getting ready for an audit requires ends up yielding extremely useful financial information that lets leaders make better decisions. Blair says that's what Congress had in mind in the first place 23 years ago.
If you go back to the Chief Financial Officers Act of 1990, the goal of that act wasn't just to get clean opinions. The goal of that act was to provide reliable data to managers and decision makers on a daily basis. And so if you're doing things just to get a clean opinion, you're really falling short of some of the benefits that you can obtain through improved financial management processes.
Among watchers of DoD's financial management, Leon Panetta's pronouncement, almost immediately upon becoming defense secretary, that the Pentagon would beat its auditability deadline is universally regarded as a huge catalyst for change. Texas Republican Congressman Mike Conaway, a CPA who has taken a major interest in the topic, led a series of hearings in 2011 about DoD auditability before releasing a report on the subject last year.
We may have crossed the Rubicon in a sense of momentum and for the first time put the full weight and power of the Office of the Secretary of Defense behind the effort.
Conaway's 2012 report found DoD's auditability plan was achievable, but he's more nervous about the deadline now. In addition to the challenges the department already faced with issues like data quality and underperforming IT systems, Congress has created some new ones by keeping the department in constant budget turmoil and imposing sequestration, which will slice back funding for everything, including financial management.
We are aggravating the problem over there. You know, I don't envy Bob Hale and his team's efforts. I mean, their positions at all. We are not making it easy, the team at Department of Defense, to get to a sustainably auditable, you know, systems that year in and year out can provide the American people with the information and data they need to know about how Department of Defense spends its money.
DoD fed skepticism about its ability to meet the 2014 audit deadline in November of last year, when its Financial Improvement and Audit Readiness Directorate gave a progress update. Asif Khan is the Director for Financial Management and Assurance at the Government Accountability Office.
It's laid out pretty clearly that for the SBR, about 15% of the budgetary activity is under audit. So that really shows that the lion's share has to be done between now and 2014. That's 85% of the budgetary resources have to be put under audit. It's going to be a really tight push to get that done.
That's not to say that the department's focus on auditability has not yielded real results. DoD is the world's largest and most complicated organization, but over the last few years, some of its less complex elements have undergone audits and gotten clean opinions on their own financial statements. The list includes the Army Corps of Engineers, the Defense Contract Audit Agency, and DoD's Medicare Trust Fund, among others. Mark Easton is DoD's Deputy Chief Financial Officer.
What we talk about is getting out of the locker room, if you will, to use a March Madness analogy, I guess, when people are thinking about basketball these days, and onto the court so that we're actually playing. Trying to move people into examinations, which are small audits, limited scope audits, so that they could get some good feedback. So we've been able to do that, and I think that we've been fairly successful. We don't always get the outcome that I think we might hope for, but more importantly, we know exactly where we stand.
Grant Thornton's Porter is one of the people who've been conducting those trial examinations, and she says subjecting the department's financial statements to outside scrutiny, even if it doesn't believe those statements are ready to pass an audit, is exactly the right thing to do. That's because until very recently, DOD's audit readiness process hasn't been focused on maintaining the kind of supporting documentation that an outside auditor needs to see.
It should have been, but it wasn't. So now they're trying to get themselves and turn their processes to retain the information that they need. But it can't happen overnight. And if their audit readiness activities haven't focused on the right things, retaining the right information, retaining information that helps them understand how to run their business as opposed to how to produce a set of financial statements, they don't know what they're missing.
Porter says her company and other outside CPA firms conducting the examinations have found that DOD's financial management workforce is highly capable, but they've been sometimes focused on the wrong things. The documentation they've developed is a great description of processes, but those documents don't relate those business processes to financial activities.
And that's what the auditors need. The auditors come in with information that should be their launching point and have to go all the way back to the beginning to start over. It's a waste of resources of people's time. And then it's frustrating to the agency because they thought they had it. And now someone's sitting here telling me, I don't even have the fundamentals.
DOD Comptroller Robert Hale has made it a priority to improve the government workforce's understanding of what's required to go to audit in a system that relies on standards that have been almost entirely imported from the relatively foreign world of commercial accounting. The Defense Department's first course-based certification program for financial managers was approved late last month. Easton says the workforce will begin transitioning into the program this spring.
What we've tried to do is we've tried to step back. We've tried to look at competencies. We've identified about 23 specific competencies. And then we've tried to organize our courses to be able to relate the course outcomes to those competencies.
However critical the workforce is to achieving auditable financial statements, experts agree that a department can't achieve a process that can sustainably pass an audit year after year without dramatic improvements to the way it handles financial information. Given the size and complexity of DOD, no amount of human intervention can produce reliable financial data in a cost-effective way that also meets current audit standards. The systems DOD uses to track the transactions that ultimately feed into a financial statement are, in some cases, many decades old. And for the people who designed them, complying with commercial accounting principles was not the first thing on their mind. Again, GAO's Asif Khan.
They had developed these systems, these tables, these computers, these models. They were incredible for that time. And a lot of them, I mean, apart from doing the mission work, was also meant to track their logistics. The only thing missing from that was the financial element on that, though. And some of those systems are still in existence right now.
DOD has a lot fewer of those systems now. Many have been shut down. Many have been subsumed by a new generation of enterprise resource planning systems in DOD. But those ERPs have a checkered history up until now. A DOD Inspector General's examination of six of them last year found that each one incurred significant cost overruns. The most extreme example is the Air Force's Enterprise Combat Support System, which the service decided to cancel last year, saying it had spent more than $1 billion and gotten almost no new relevant capability in return. Blair from the DOD IG's office worries that other ERP systems are in trouble too. In several cases, DOD is planning to push forward toward the 2014 audit deadline using legacy systems and manual workarounds.
Jared, they can do that, but I question if their efforts are going to be successful. And the reason why is that, again, I go back to the large volume of transactions that they would process. And I go back to the data quality challenges. And if they were able to use existing processes and existing systems or manual workarounds, they would have already obtained an unqualified opinion.
DOD's first experiment with a full-scale audit is the Marine Corps, the smallest military service. With the help of outside CPA firms, it's been trying to get a clean audit on its SBR portion of the financial statement since 2011. The Pentagon's hopeful that the Marines will pass that audit for the first time this year. Al Tucker, a former deputy CFO at DOD, says he's hopeful too, but he says it's not atypical for military components to find that they can't get satisfactory audits on their first try.
What history has shown us, for instance, for the Corps of Engineers, it was 5 years after they thought they were ready for an audit, if they were able to pass an audit. Now, it's been 3 years for the Marine Corps, who thought they were ready for an audit 3 years ago. So that shows you that as you get into the work, you find the difficulties and the things that you have to work with and work around.
Nonetheless, DOD is working around challenges, Tucker says.
They're serious about it, and they understand the problems, but they're determined to overcome those problems, and that's where the perseverance comes in.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.